You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 448, covering week 2, January 5th to 11th, 2026. Manjaro Linux 26.0, a noob-focused distribution based on Arch Linux, has been released. The distribution features a simplified and user-friendly installation process, automatic hardware detection, and support for installing necessary drivers. Manjaro is available as live builds with KDE, GNOME, and XFCE desktop environments designed for the x86-64 architecture and various ARM-based boards. Budgie, Cinnamon, Deepin, LXQT, and i3 builds are also being developed with community input. Manjaro uses its own Boxit repository management tool modeled after Git. The repository is maintained using a rolling update system, but new versions undergo an additional stabilization phase. In addition to its own repository, it supports the Arch user repository. The distribution includes a graphical installer and a graphical interface for system configuration. The PCSX2 2.6.0 project, a PlayStation emulator, has been released. The emulator allows you to run PlayStation 2 games on a standard PC and utilize advanced features such as screen resolution adjustment with output scaling, creating virtual and shared memory cards, saving game state, patching games, and recording gameplay video. MIPS CPU emulation on x86 systems is achieved using recompilation and interpretation in a virtual machine. The emulator's performance and capabilities are sufficient to run 99% of the 2,500 games tested for the Sony PlayStation 2. The project's code is written in C++ and is distributed under the GPLv3 license. GNU WGET 2 2.2.1 is now available. It represents a completely rewritten and redesigned version of the GNU WGET program for automated recursive content downloading. WGET 2 offers a range of additional options, supports multi-threaded downloads, enables the use of available functionality through the libwget library, supports HTTP/2 and TLS 1.3 protocols, enables the download of only changed data, can save data from streaming servers, correctly handles internationalized domain names, and can transcode downloaded content. WGET 2 is licensed under the GPL v3 plus license, and the library is licensed under the LGPL v3 plus license. The first experimental release of the Mi Desktop project, a fork of the KDE 1.1.2 desktop environment, has been released. The KDE 1 codebase has been ported to the Qt2 framework to address issues and licensing limitations specific to the Qt1 branch. Mi Desktop's code is licensed under the GPLv2 license. Builds are available for Debian 13 and Ubuntu 24.04. The OSIRIS project, led by the same developers, is developing an updated fork of the Qt 2.3.2 for this purpose. The project's stated goal is to modernize the KDE 1 codebase without overloading the environment with unnecessary functionality. Mi Desktop intends to maintain the overall minimalist approach to desktop development from the late 1990s and early 2000s, while eliminating the shortcomings inherent to those systems. Mi Desktop's key features include a simple interface, lightweight design, and high performance. Mi Desktop requires any Linux system with glibc and an X server, such as xwayland or x.org server, or the Wayback layer. Dependencies include libjpg, libtiff, libpng, OSIRIS Toolkit 2.4.4+, libxcb, libxkb, and gettext. CMake and GCC 12+ are required for building. Andreas Tilla published a report highlighting problems within the data protection team. Three members of the team resigned simultaneously. The reason cited for their departure was a lack of capacity and enthusiasm to keep working. The team is now without members, and the project is urgently seeking volunteers to replace them. The data protection team was established in 2018 to coordinate compliance with European data protection law, respond to requests for project stored data, advise Debian developers on personal data processing, and improve privacy policies. Applicants must have a working knowledge of data protection and an understanding of GDPR requirements. Changes have been proposed for use in GNOME and Firefox that disable by default the ability to quickly paste clipboard contents by pressing the middle mouse button. The changes are currently under review and have not yet been finalized. Firefox developers cite the feature's unfamiliarity with new users who are confused by accidental mouse wheel clicks as the reason for disabling it. They also cite a wiki page on freedesktop.org which claims that normal clipboard behavior in Linux matches that of Windows and Mac OS and presents middle click pasting as an Easter egg for experienced users. If the change is adopted, Firefox users will have to manually change the middle mouse dot paste setting in the About : Config page. The reason for disabling middle click paste in GNOME is to remove specific features which cause unexpected behavior for users of other platforms and are typically used accidentally. It is expected that users who value middle click paste will be able to enable it by changing their settings. The release of the Privoxy 4.1.0 proxy server was published, designed to create personal filters of web content. With Privoxy, you can cut advertising inserts, discard tracking cookies, delete pop-up dialogues, block the download of a third-party JavaScript code, and make the user's arbitrary changes to the web pages. Privoxy supports the installation of both local systems of individual users and servers to create a centralized storage infrastructure for filtering content on the local network. The project code is written in C and distributed on the GPLv2 Plus license. Ready-made builds are prepared for Linux as Deb and Windows. Advanced features include the ability to link tags to change the behavior of filters depending on the individual client and server HTTP headers, HTTPS inspection mode allowing you to filter HTTPS queries and responses, using regular expressions in configuration files, the ability to replace animated GIFs with striped static images. Privoxy can be used to block ads and unwanted content on devices where it is impossible to install the appropriate browser add-ons. The Lost 32 Project is developing a Win32/Linux distribution that combines the Linux kernel with a Windows-style graphical environment built on Wine and custom React OS components. The distribution aims to recreate the Windows desktop environment and provide tools for seamlessly running Windows applications while also supporting traditional Linux programs. The first Lost 32 prototype is scheduled to be published this month. The project's goals are to recreate a Windows-style operating system, but it differs from React OS in its refusal to use the Windows NT kernel. According to the creators of Lost 32, the main factor hindering React OS development is the attempt to create a custom Windows NT kernel, which prevents it from achieving adequate hardware support, stability, and functionality. Lost 32 has decided to focus its efforts on creating a Windows application runtime environment using a system environment based on the well-functioning Debian 13 and Wine. Unlike traditional Linux distributions, Lost 32 replaces user space components with Wine where possible, and the desktop environment is based on Win32 applications and libraries such as Explorer.exe and Shell32.dll from Wine and the React OS project. Mutter serves as the compositing manager. The design is styled after the classic Windows interface used from the late 1990s to early 2010s. The system allows loading and running executable files containing Windows programs. The results of a study on the time it takes to detect and fix bugs in Linux kernel code have been published. The data was obtained by analyzing the fixes of 125,000 bugs tagged in the Git repository with the fixes : tag, which refers to the commit in which the bug was introduced. The average time to detect kernel bugs was 2.1 years. If we consider only bugs fixed in 2025, this figure is 2.8 years. 30% of bugs were fixed by the same developers who introduced them, and 56.9% of bugs are fixed within a year. 13.5% of bugs remained undetected for more than 5 years. Due to the uneven distribution, the median lifetime of a kernel bug was 8 months for the sample since 2005. The longest lasting bug was a buffer overflow in ethtool, fixed after 20.7 years. The statistics also reflect the impact of introduction of new tools for automated error detection, static analysis, and code testing, such as SysCaller, KSAN, KMSAN, and KCSAN. The resulting statistics were used to create the Vuln-BERT machine learning model, which predicts the presence of vulnerabilities in commits. When tested on commits from 2024, the error detection accuracy was 92.2%, with a false positive rate of 1.2%. Richard Henderson, one of the QEMU project maintainers and the second largest contributor, has published a set of patches removing support for 32-bit host systems for QEMU. Support for 32-bit host environments was deprecated in April of last year in QEMU 10.0, and support for MIPS 32 and PPC32 platforms was removed from the Tiny Code Generator in December. Barring any unforeseen issues, the QEMU 11.0 release, scheduled for mid-spring, will remove support for the remaining i386, ARM, PPC and RISC-V32 platforms from the TCG, as well as clean up the code base and build systems of components for running on a 32-bit host. The third corrective update for the Debian 13 distribution has been released, incorporating accumulated package updates and fixes to the installer. This release includes 108 updates that address stability issues and 37 updates that address vulnerabilities. Changes in Debian 13.3 include updates to the latest stable versions of the Ansible, Apache 2, Containerd, DPDK, Flatpak, GNOME Shell, MBED, TLS, Mutter, PostgreSQL 17, and QEMU packages. Debian 12.13 is also available, containing 96 updates fixing stability issues and 85 updates fixing vulnerabilities. For more details, check the link in the show notes. The Budgie 10.10 desktop environment has been released, completely removing X11 support and leaving only the ability to run in Wayland-based environments. Similar releases have also been seen in related components, including Budgie Session, Budgie Desktop View, the Budgie Control Center System Configuration Interface, and the Budgie Desktop Services Suite. The project's code is licensed under the GPLv2 license. Budgie 10.10 packages are already available in Fedora Rawhide and will be included in Fedora 44 and Ubuntu Budgie 26.0. Due to the transition to Wayland, many auxiliary components have been replaced. You have been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. I'll see you next week.